Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Will? How's it going?
I'm doing good, man. Glad to have you on the show, as always.
Glad to be on this Juneteenth weekend.
That's right. Happy Juneteenth in advance to everybody. Happy Friday. Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Father's Day as well. You see, I forgot about Father's Day. We don't give fathers any love.
Well, on this show, you know, we give fathers and mothers, you know, they're just due. So, you know, you came to the right place. Anybody who want to voice their opinions on sports and entertainment, this is the perfect forum for you. On this show, of course, called Sports of a Legend, we talk sports and entertainment and everything else. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about the NBA Finals, the Nuggets, you know, finally turning off the heat and becoming first-time world champions of basketball. We'll talk about the Subway Series and how Macaulay, you know, avoided his suicide attempt after the Mets split the series that series on Wednesday night. We'll also talk about, you know, CM Punk making his return on AEW Collision earlier today. Also, you know, talk about whatever else is going on in the world of sports. And if you'd like to talk to us, the number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics or more. We'd love to hear from you. And, of course, we'll even talk about what went down on SmackDown, the Bloodline finally coming apart. We'll talk about that as well. But, of course, again, the number is 563-999-3529, 563-999-29. So, again, the floor is yours. If you want to talk about any of these topics or more, you know, you came to the right place. But, yeah, with that said, let's lead off with CM Punk's making his triumphant return after 9 or 10 months. He won the title against MJF for the second time, if my memory serves me right, and owes it against Moxley, because I know he won it twice. And then he injured himself, and, you know, that day, after the match, he cut that infamous promo sitting next to Tony Khan, where he was criticizing the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, and basically challenged them if they had a problem with what he said, to meet him, you know, in the locker room and sell their differences, which is what they did. And, you know, CM Punk and other people got hurt, and you know, today was the day he finally returned from his injury/suspension. So everybody was curious to hear what he had to say. And basically, you know, he ripped into, you know, the people who hate him, especially the Young Bucks. He called the Young Bucks counterfeit Bucks, you know. So, yeah, it was, you know, he was in front of his hometown of Chicago, where he was fully embraced, you know, since he's one of their own, and not to mention CM Punk being overly popular practically everywhere he goes, like he mentioned selling out the Garden and basically every place in Chicago. So, yeah, it was good to see him back. CM Punk didn't lose a step. You know, he's still as fiery as always. You know, he was hinting that he has no plans of retiring, you know, because nobody could fill his shoes. And it looks like he still claims to be the AEW champion, because he never got beaten, you know, to lose the title, even though MJF, you know, he fought proved to be the vacated title. But now CM Punk is claiming to be still the champion, so I guess there's going to be a controversy down the line, or as the rumor was, it's a roster split between the shows, like WWE is doing. So what was your thoughts on AEW Collision and the you know, CM Punk's promo.
It was a very good event. Very, very good event. Great to see CM Punk back. I didn't even know he was away for that long. Mm-hmm. 10 months. I thought it was, you know, several months. So, yeah, that's been a while. But, yeah, like you mentioned, he hasn't lost a step. And that was a good match with him tag teaming with FTR against Samoa Joe, Jay White, and Juice Robinson. That was a very good, probably the best match. Well, let's see if it was the best match of the night, because I thought what was that match? The opening match between Wardlow and
Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus. That was a good match as well. That was a good opener to the show. It was a good match, very good match. Probably the second best match of the night, I think, in my eyes. A good event overall, I would say.
Yeah, I still think his match was the best.
Well, the Andrade match was very good too. When I think about it, that was a very good match as well.
I'm trying to know who he fought.
Buddy Matthews.
Buddy Matthews, who's
that was a very good match.
Boyfriend, who, if you remember, he was dating Dominic's sister, so it's been kind of a little messy between, you know, those two families, you know, on and off the screen.
I think that match was much better than CM Punk match. That Andrade match. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put that at number one.
Yeah, it was a good match. Yeah, like you said, overall, it was a good night.
Yeah.
For AEW Collision.
Definitely.
And then you had the Claim cutting a promo, you know, with the crowd, you know, basically giving credit to the Chicago fans for, you know, making the Claim become popular, you know, become popular baby faces, because the Claim started out as heels and then they eventually turned to good guys. So, and then having Billy Gunn join them, you know, took them to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But, I'd say overall it was a good night as well. Let me see what happened.
I'm trying to remember what happened on Raw.
Oh, yeah, he defeated Moxley. I think he defeated Moxley when he won the second title. The first time, I think he beat MJF. MJF wasn't the champion at the time. Let me see, who was trying to think, who was the first person he beat? Was it Hangman? Let me make sure who was the first person he beat.
Yeah.
The first time he won was against Hangman Adam Page, who was one of the people he allegedly fought in that backstage brawl last year. And then whatchamacallit, the second time he won was against Jon Moxley, when he won the title from him. And then, you know, after the post game, right after the post pay per view event, speech that he gave, he fought the Elite backstage, which was like a really crazy brawl.
Wow.
But it wasn't televised, you know, because it was a real fight, you know. Jericho, you know, apparently called him a cancer in the locker room. He didn't want him in there. But apparently, maybe a month or two ago, CM Punk and Jericho spoke and buried the hatchet, allegedly, you know. It was a good first night of Collision.
Jr.
popped up for the main event, you know, after he fell down and injured his eye, has a huge black eye, you know. I hope he gets well soon. All in all, good moment for him. I mean, good moment for CM Punk. teaming up with his real life friends FTR.
Yeah. So good. Good that he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And good. Good for AEW.
Yeah. Great. Great first start for AEW Collision.
Yes, indeed.
And I guess we'll switch gears to WWE. You know, normally we do this at the end of the show, but I feel CM Punk finally returning in like 9 or 10 months plus start of a show. I think we should lead off with the show. So we kind of flipped the script here and. WWE, what's your thoughts on, the Usos finally turning on Roman Reigns?
Not completely shocking, especially what's been building up the last several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, that was definitely that was very interesting to see, you know. So now it looks like it's going to be Usos against Roman and Sato. Solo at Money in the Bank. So that's going to be interesting. I wonder if this is going to lead into going to SummerSlam even.
That's a good question.
And maybe you might even have a triple threat even between them and also Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, triple threat tag team.
Oh, you mean like a triple threat tag team match? Huh?
Yeah, triple threat tag team match.
I thought you were saying that Roman Reigns would defend the title against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens in a triple threat match, but you thought
no,
for the title.
These are three different tag teams fighting
you
it
know,
out.
You know, that could actually work.
Yeah.
But I would save that for Survivor Series. I wouldn't. So SummerSlam.
Yeah, that's a good idea for Survivor Series, too. Yeah.
Because SummerSlam, I think he should defend his title.
Okay.
You know. Because if he doesn't defend it at SummerSlam, he's not even gonna really have a chance to defend it that much.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So Survivor Series would make more sense. You know, they do it for to determine who wins the feud and for control or whatever. And then maybe I would assume then Usos would turn heel and attack Sami Zayn and them and reform the bloodline.
Yeah.
People least expected. But, I think SummerSlam would be the perfect event. SummerSlam, I think, would be a great opportunity to rekindle the Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens feud. Or you could even wait for WrestleMania for that. I don't know. But then again, maybe Rock might pop up for that, WrestleMania 40, so who knows?
Yeah.
Like you said, it wasn't surprising Kevin Owens, Jey Uso finally, turning on Roman, because like you said, it was being built up for a long time. But just seeing him actually do it, it was shocking in itself. But like you said, no one is surprised that he turned on him because you knew something had to give.
Yeah, that's going to be that's going to be something to see come out of that pay-per-view event. Can't wait to watch that match.
For sure. I'm trying to think what else happened. I know Bailey is gonna put her championship on the line. I think it was. Did that happen yesterday? I'm trying to remember. I mean the contendership. The Money in the Bank. I'm trying to remember the Money in the Bank. Appearance.
Contender. Yeah.
Because Bailey already qualified, but Shotzi Blackheart failed. So she wanted her to put her opportunity on the line, which Sky agreed for on the behalf of Bailey. But the tag team match, Pretty Deadly won the number one contendership after basically the Brawling Brutes did all the hard work, but of course in heel fashion. you know, after Sheamus defeated like three other groups, then the Pretty Deadly, you know, they were able to get the tag. So I think Sheamus was gonna did the Razor Edge or the Celtic Cross on one of them, but he wasn't the legal man. So once after he delivered the Celtic Cross, then one of the Pretty Deadly dudes, you know, pinned him from behind and got the victory. But I'm trying to think what happened. Zelina Vega, I think, defeated. Who did she fight again? I'm trying to remember. Who did she fight?
Yeah, it sounds like.
Must have been Io Sky then, I'm assuming. No, it wasn't Io Sky. I'm trying to remember. Let me see if I could.
Sound like the most exciting thing was the Usos.
Yes, easily. For sure.
I don't think Usos are going to unite. I think this is it between the bloodline. I think Usos are going to go on. They're going to go back to being faces again after this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but for how long? That's what I'm saying. But, yeah, for sure, they're definitely going to be faces, for sure. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Zelina Vega did defeat Io Sky. Let's see. And let's see, what else happened? Right, Grayson Waller hosted his Grayson Waller Effect, and Charlotte Flair was the special guest, and then Bianca Belair crashed the segment, and basically was putting people on notice that she's not gonna play nice anymore. She waited online. She worked hard to earn her opportunity to get a rematch. But Charlotte Flair just pops up and gets another rematch, which, I mean, you know, that's been Charlotte Flair's whole career, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it looks like they're teasing, you know, a possible heel turn.
Wow.
Or at least, you know, a tweener type of, you know, style or mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santos Escobar defeated LA Knight. Trying to think what else happened. Yeah, I guess that's about it. And then of course, you know, the bloodline breaking apart.
Yeah, that's the main story right now.
Mhm. Anything major you remember from Raw?
I mean, the fact that it's going to be Cody Rhodes against Mysterio, right?
Cody Rhodes is facing Mysterio, you said?
Dominic Mysterio.
Okay, right.
Cody Rhodes, it's official, isn't it, right now?
I think it's official
now that they're gonna face off Money in the Bank after, you know.
Oh, yeah, right, because he kept slapping him.
Yeah. And Dominic Mysterio, man, right now, he got to get heat.
Yeah. He's a heat seeker, man.
You have to say he's, other than Roman, he's a top villain in WWE.
He is, for sure. And he's getting more heat than Roman Reigns because some people, you know, like Roman Reigns because he's a, you know, a cool NWO type, you know, villain.
Yeah.
Cool villain. But yeah, Dominic, like people legit hate him.
Mhm. Yep.
Sound like a bee swarming. Yeah, on Raw, Cody defeated The Miz. Let's see what else happened.
I can't think of anything major to happen on Raw other than Cody and Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic Mysterio.
Money in the
Bank. Becky Lynch defeated Chelsea Green. Damian Priest defeated Matt Riddle to cash in his opportunity to join the Money in the Bank match. Bronson Reed and Ricochet, the match ended in disqualification. And trying to remember what happened. Yeah, Raw was pretty boring. I can't even.
Yeah, other than that, there was nothing major.
And Shayna Baszler defeated Raquel Gonzalez. Oh, yeah, Chad Gable defeated Eric from Valhalla with an assist from Maxine.
Yep.
And Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens defeated Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser to retain the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. How come I don't even remember that? I mean, that shows you how boring Raw was. I don't even remember that match.
That ended the show, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it for wrestling. Oh, now that I think about it, you know, rest in peace, Iron Sheik and superstar Billy Graham. If I didn't mention it,
yeah,
last
rest
week,
in
I don't
peace
remember.
To both. Yeah.
Both icons, both former WWE champions. In their days, and they'll definitely be sorely missed for, you know, their colorful promos and their in-ring abilities. So, rest in peace.
Yeah, agree. Rest in peace. Legendary wrestlers, Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll be missed.
Absolutely. But shifting gears, congratulations to... the Denver Nuggets, they finally won their first title, you know, riding the back of Jokic and Murray. You know, they were able to overcome the Heat and win game five by the final score of 94-89. Jokic
had Nuggets were just a better team, man.
Mm-hmm.
Much better team. I mean, and Jokic, I mean, this guy, he's one of the, I have to say he's the best center in the game right now. Better than Embiid, you know, better than some of these other guys. I mean, the guy was dominant throughout these playoffs.
Yeah, man, you're right. You can't dispute it. And him having 28 points and 16 rebounds is evident of that, you know.
Yeah.
To help them. And Murray, you know, him and Murray, you know, they were able to, you know, help the team overcome the Heat.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler didn't do much in these finals.
Yeah, he only had 21 points in the loss. Adebayo was 20-12. Kyle Lowry and Max Strus both only had 12 points apiece, you know. And even Vincent, who killed us in our series, he only scored 6 points. So
yeah, the bench players didn't do much either.
Yeah, Kevin Love, you know, only had 3 points in the last game. So yeah, it's the Heat definitely cooled off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after our series, for sure.
Yep.
So congrats to the Nuggets. I'm sure, you know, Eric Cartman and all your boys from South Park are, you know, are thrilled with this victory. So congrats to the Nuggets.
Yeah, congrats to them. You're well deserved. I know they had a parade the other day with a few incidents. So, you know, those fans, they've been waiting for years to go crazy and start some trouble. But, yeah, well-deserved. They earned it. Nuggets were clearly the best team this year in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be a problem next year for some other teams. You got Murray,
yeah,
who's still, you know, Murray and Jokic is still young. Gordon. They got a squad that could probably repeat next year.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the teams that's trying to challenge them is the Knicks. Cause the Knicks, the draft night is on Thursday night. Knicks don't even have no top picks. Some people think they might try to make a trade to try to team. Some people think they're gonna go after trying to remember the name of the guy. Bradley Beal from the Warriors. I mean, he's a decent player, but I think he's getting paid. He's overpaid. I wouldn't take that risk.
He's one of the best players in the league right now. But I wouldn't give up the moon for him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can give up, like, let's say, some draft picks, maybe quickly, and Mitchell, even though that's still be too much, but
mm-hmm.
if we can give that up, those, and not giving up, like, R.J. Barrett or Brunson or any of the top guys, I'd be fine.
Yeah, Brunson's untouchable. He's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh yeah, I don't expect him to. You know,
I doubt that.
I doubt it too. I don't think he's going anywhere. You know, I think the guys that right now would be traded would be Barrett, Randall, Toppin, Quickly. I don't want to see those guys go, but
Grimes.
If we get if there's a better guy out there, then, you know, you might have to pull that trade.
Yeah, Grimes and Toppin are definitely strong candidates of getting traded away also.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we shall see what happens. And they're going to go after, you know, Zion Williams. I'm trying to think who else they were rumored to be going after. Maybe Jaylen Brown and Embiid, I think, were also rumored to be traded to the Knicks, but I don't see that happening. I don't see that ever happening, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There's even rumors that they think maybe Donovan Mitchell might get traded from Cavaliers to the Knicks, you know, because he was talking about how awesome the experience it was, you know, to play in the Garden during, you know, in the playoff atmosphere, even though he was against the Knicks. And if
he's
not
really for that,
yeah, I doubt
for that, for saying that.
That's what people are thinking. That's what there's rumors. Oh. I don't believe it, to be honest with you. If Donovan Mitchell becomes a Knick, it'll be in a few years when he's a free agent, and if we have enough cap space at that time, you know. I think that's the Knicks' best chance of getting Donovan Mitchell, because Todd Jazz did not do us any favor. Cavaliers would be dumb to trade him now, you know. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
So the Heat loss, and then hockey, the Florida Panthers loss to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. So congrats to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They won their first title.
Congrats.
And what was I going to say? Yeah, this was their first title, and this year the Florida lost in both championship games, both finals. The Florida Panthers, you know, they lost, you know, in five games to the Golden Knights. And what was I gonna say? The Heat, they lost against the Nuggets. So, yeah, the city of Florida lost two championship series. And then if you remember last year, Phillies lost the World Series, highlighted by them getting no hit.
Yeah.
who else was it? The soccer team lost the MLS in Philadelphia, and I'm trying to remember what was the other team. There was a third team that got – oh, yeah, the 76ers. Was it 70? Oh, no, 76ers got eliminated I think in the Eastern Conference Finals to the Celtics, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So, yeah, man, back-to-back years, you know, Phillies and Florida State, you know, they lost titles.
Yeah, sorry about that, Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not sorry.
Can happen to a better city. But, yeah, I digress. So congrats to the Golden Knights, first team in hockey history to win a championship, you know, as an expansion team. And, yeah, props to them.
Yeah, well deserved.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, switching gears, with Subway Series, you know, the Yankees, Scherzer stunk again. Got his butt kicked by the Yankees, and, you know.
Yeah, he is awful, know, man.
Yeah, he stunk up the joint, man, like. Yeah, he had, his Mets last year he won 15 games, but his last couple of starts plus in the postseason when he gave up seven runs in the against the Padres, and then this year he hasn't lived up to the hype, you know.
Yeah.
Especially against the Braves, have been killing him a lot, you know. So the Yankees, you know, Yankees might have whooped his behind last year too, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, I believe so.
It was a big deal on the news. You know, you see Yankee fans, you know, they're celebrating, you know, rioting in the streets. I saw you know, like acting like it was game seven of the World Series. And then, you know, then the Mets Tribution, you know, thank God, you know, to Nimmo, coming through in the clutch, you know, and the Mets won that game, and then of course, you know,
and then they celebrated like it was a World Series.
Yeah, we were. I gotta admit, you know, it was a joyous celebration, you know, but you know, unfortunately, the sad part about it is that, you know, a lot of Yankee fans, including my boy Mac here, jumped off, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge. You know, I didn't hear from him until
I don't
today.
Know about that. I don't know about that.
You okay?
I don't know about that. Well, the beatdown we got Red Sox, that made me want to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge.
But, you know, obviously the Yankees, you know, they try to come back, you know, but right now they're on a two-game losing streak because they lost to the Red Sox, two teams they hate in the league.
15
to
5.
They lost back-to-back. And then they had a rain out, and now they're going to try to, you know, play the Red Sox.
Yeah, hopefully we have a doubleheader tomorrow, so hopefully we can win those two games to take the series, try to bury the Red Sox in this division.
Yeah, and make some Yankee, you know, hopefully the Red Sox won't be like Pedro Martinez and tell them to, you know, tip their hat and, you know, make the Yankees call the Red Sox their daddies this time.
Yeah. Well, Turner looked like our daddy. He had six RBIs against us last night. The two-run home run and the grand slam. This guy's looking good in a Red Sox uniform so far.
I think he thinks he's Carlos Delgado.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Who did the Mets play yesterday and today?
We played, Cardinals.
You guys
Cardinals.
Won?
Yeah, we won Friday night. Miguel pitched good. I think it was six innings. The Mets won that game. But today was a whole different story. Senga, I mean, he kind of had a so-so game. He pitched good at one point, and then he kind of gave up some home runs, to Goldschmidt, and I forgot who else. Yeah, the Mets tried to come back, but the offense had an off day, trying to remember who, Nimmo homered, I think, to lead off the bottom of the first. And that's the second. He did it twice this week. And I think this was his ninth career leadoff home run today. But, yeah, man, the Wainwright, he turned back the clock. Like, it was 0-6 and basically helped the Cardinals beat us, in his 21st season. Now he's two wins away from 200, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, now the Mets are going to try to win the rubber game tomorrow afternoon.
So on Father's Day.
On Father's Day.
Yep.
Which is a day they did get no hit by Jim Bunning in 64. But hopefully history won't repeat itself.
Yeah, hopefully not. It's already been up and down season for the Mets.
Mostly down season. I mean, they've had, like you said, they've had a few ups, but lately it's been a lot of downs lately. I mean, congratulations to Lindor. His wife gave birth earlier today.
Congrats.
He wasn't with the team, but then he showed up at the end of the game, even though he was basically excused, and they were even contemplating whether he'd be on paternity leave. But yeah, he showed up. He even tried to pinch hit. He in the ninth, he got hit, and the closer of the Cardinals, he basically struck out three after that walk, and I was thinking, man, this guy's gonna be a future Yankee. The way how he throw 103 miles per hour, you know he's gonna be the next Aroldis Chapman, So, yeah, man, I called it. He's going to be a future Yankee. So
we shall see.
But, trying to think, is there anything else I'm forgetting? I didn't mention. I think I covered everything. Anything you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything. NBA, MLB, hockey. I can't think of anything else. Yeah, you talk about the Iron Sheik and their passing.
Mm-hmm.
No football yet. Still waiting for the football season to start. Or a few months away. Several months away from that. So.
Did I talk about Morant getting suspended? I probably didn't.
Oh, yeah, you didn't bring that up, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, here's the deal. Ja Morant got suspended for, 25 games. He deserved at least that because, he's trying to act like he's a gangster and, he got caught at least twice posing with a gun, whether it was a toy gun or a real gun or whatever, irresponsible. So hopefully he learns his lesson.
Yeah, I mean, he's fortunate that it wasn't the whole season. Because
mm-hmm.
if David Stern was still commissioner, David Stern would have, suspended him for a whole year. And he wouldn't play basketball until 2025. So he's very fortunate that it was only 25 games. And then afterwards, I guess after when the incident occurred, he tried to prove to his friends that it wasn't a real gun, it was actually a lighter. And there's a video where you see him lighting candles with this fake gun.
Well, that just shows that he's a poser. So he deserves to get locked up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
not
locked up, suspended, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hopefully he learns his lesson because he didn't learn his lesson the first time.
First
so.
Two times. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see what happens, man. Because Do you think he should have been suspended more, or you think it's appropriate?
I think it should have been a little bit more. But you know, maybe these 25 games, he'll finally learn his lesson. We'll see.
Hopefully. I would have gave him half the season, at the minimum. You know, since I mean he didn't fight nobody, he didn't hurt nobody, but it was just a dumb act what he did. He did it twice. He didn't learn from his mistakes. So for that reason, like if it was his first time, you know, you could have been lenient on him, maybe, even though it's common sense would have told you not to do that. But he did the same thing again. He didn't learn his mistake, and let's hope he can bounce back because he's a very talented dude. Let's see what happens.
We'll see.
Well, Mac, thank you for coming on the show as always. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to be on as usual. Now, everyone out there, happy Father's Day and happy Juneteenth.
You heard the man. Happy Father's Day. Hope all you fathers enjoy your special day and that you feel appreciated at your home. You know, thank you for listening to the show. And thank you. And I hope everybody have a wonderful Juneteenth on Monday, you know, celebrating the anniversary of, the Galveston, Texas slaves being freed, realizing that they were, you know, that slavery was over. So hope everybody has a wonderful festive weekend. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And I'll see you guys next week.